Hi, folks. This is Scott from buyandselldvc.com. If you've been thinking of becoming a Disney Vacation member, we highly advise you check out our Facebook group at Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC. Again, that's Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC. We have the longest-running Facebook group dedicated to purchasing into the Disney Vacation Club via resales. Again, Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC, and we look forward to seeing you in there.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, everybody. This is Chris from the Dubs. Wanted to give you guys a brief introduction to today's show and a little explanation as well. This is part two of, well, to be honest, what was really a pretty cool day between Scott Ferrioli and me. I had this idea that we would walk around Crescent Lake and do a DVC show from the boardwalk, and we continued on and did a DVC show from the Yacht Club and Beach Club as well. So what you're about to hear is the second part of a live show. So the reason I even give you the introduction is the first 6 or 7 minutes actually is an audio recording of a Facebook Live video. So it's truly crossing the streams of like recording software. And though I can usually do a pretty good job editing out sounds, there is some metallic sounds, and I do actually think it's the two devices close to each other in proximity. So if you hear a slight metallic sound during parts of the first few minutes of the show, it does go away. So I promise you that the show is entertaining, but want to give you a heads up. So this is part two. It is the Yacht Club and Beach Club DVC, and if you've missed part one, which is the boardwalk, what our thought was we wanted to bring Walt Disney World to everybody. So you're going to get the ambient sounds of Disney. You're going to get the sounds of the wind blowing. You're going to get the sounds of hot air between Chris and Scott. Anyways, we hope you enjoy the show. And if you could, again, at the end, find your podcast catcher of choice and leave us a review. We've got some really good reviews recently on Apple Podcasts, and we read them all. It makes us smile to see the kind words you guys use. So please, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you find your show, we would greatly appreciate that. Anyways, on with the show. Hello, everybody. It's Chris, and hang on, technology here. Hang on, we're not great at this. It's Chris and Scott Ferrioli from Buy and Sell DVC and DVC-Rental.
How's it going?
We're enjoying this day. It's. I don't want to make anybody upset at us. It's 85 degrees or 80 degrees here in Central Florida, and look at the clouds. They're gorgeous. We're standing right now on the bridge that separates the boardwalk from the Swan and the Dolphin. I don't know if you can see behind us here. And we're preparing ourselves. We've actually done a recording about the boardwalk DVC with Scott. And we're just going to take you on a brief tour, because I know that some of you can't make it down there. Walt Disney World, Florida. We're going to bring it to you guys. So let's bring this baby down. All right, Scott. So we just finished talking about the boardwalk DVC, the boardwalk in being closed. We did some restaurant reviews. We had a great show. We're walking over the bridge here. This is the Bridge of Doom. If you ever get a Surrey bike and you're taking your bike up this bridge, which is required when they start renting bikes again. Are they renting bikes right now? You know, have you seen it?
I don't believe they are at the moment.
All right. This will exhaust any human being to take this bridge, but just want to take you over here, give you a nice view before we hit the Yacht Club and Beach Club.
They might be renting the bikes. I'm not sure, actually. I think I've never seen one.
Scott, don't tempt me now, because I'm going to put us on a Surrey bike, and then we're going to have to do the Hill of Doom that I'm talking about.
It's early in the morning. They're not doing it now, but nighttime they might be, so we have to come back.
All right. So
look at that view, though.
Look at that view. So we got Yacht Club right here. You got Stormalong Bay. I don't know if you can see it right there in the distance. There we go. We got the Beach Club behind it.
You see Spaceship Earth popping out over the head there. Gorgeous. There's the International Gateway. There's the bridge right over there. You just go beyond that. That's your entrance over to the backside there of Epcot. But we figured we'd just bring you with us. All right, Scott. Yacht Club, DVC, no DVC.
Yacht Club is not DVC. One of the only deluxe resorts that's technically not DVC, but Beach Club, which is attached to it, is the DVC portion.
Okay. Have you ever stayed at the Yacht Club as just a hotel guest?
I have not.
Okay, me neither. Though it's one of my favorite resorts. It's very understated. You walk in, it doesn't have the opulence of like the Grand Floridian, but it is still, it can stand its own. Beach Club, when was the last time you stayed at Beach Club DVC?
It's been a couple years, but we're going to be staying at Beach Club this Monday for the night. Looking forward to that. We have a two-bedroom. Can't wait to try it out.
He's going to stay this Monday. No, everyone just like said, really, Scott? Really? Like, you couldn't lie and say, oh, man, that's months from now.
I'm waiting for the angry faces to start popping up.
Right?
You know?
Don't do that. All right. So we're coming over here to the Yacht Club, and you can see they usually have boats lined up. They still have some pontoons and whatnot, so it looks like you can rent that. What is the thing they share? What is like the combination here when these resorts were designed? They share the pool, they share like an inside hallway. What are the highlights of these resorts right here?
I mean, you've got Stormalong Bay, which is many people consider the best pool on property, but a bunch of great restaurants inside as well that, you know, they all share. But again, everything right on the boardwalk is all accessible. Again, you're on the boardwalk, you can go over to all the restaurants over there where boardwalk is based. But all these places share a lot of great, great things. Lots of the restaurants, the entertainment, Skyliner.
The circuitous path, the entrance to Epcot, the Skyliner, the entrance to the studios, right?
Just the boardwalk itself. I mean, again, you know, I know like us guys, we've been exercising recently. And I mean, just being able to walk around this and do laps is absolutely fantastic. Early in the morning, I've done these laps with my wife before. It's great. It's quiet. It's beautiful. It's something you don't even normally consider when you're thinking Disney vacation.
Scott says these guys are exercising. I just want you to know we're in full sweat here after sitting in the Florida sun for about a half a mile. He's exactly right. All right. So give us your thoughts here. They replaced the Captain's Grill. It's now, you know what that restaurant's called now at Yacht Club? We're drawing a blank.
Is that now Ale and Compass?
It's the Ale and Compass, exactly right. Stacy likes that. So I've eaten at the Ale and Compass. When was the last time you were there?
I ate before they switched over to Ale and Compass. However, I just saw a friend of mine post a bunch of pictures. They went late last night. They got a bunch of different flatbreads and stuff, and they said it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. When we went, it was really good, too. Yeah. We've been there when it was the Captain's Grill, when it was the buffet.
Yep.
And that was good. And then we were a little disappointed. We were like, oh, no, they just took away our favorite sneaky buffet, and we had a really positive experience there. All right. So I think we'll even make our way into the lobby here.
Yeah, sure.
Are you cool with that?
They're expecting us.
They are expecting us. Big function. Please, if it was us, we'd have an outhouse in the back. Maybe setting up for us. Friendship boats are going. Park's going. It's one of the coolest things to see is the boats going again.
A lot of people don't consider the transportation. I mean, I love taking the boats. It's my absolute favorite mode of transportation at Disney. Everybody thinks the buses, but I gotta be on the monorail. Those boats are fantastic.
So, boardwalk entrance. So, we've got the boardwalk entrance. Maybe 600 yards to the bridge. We've got another 200 yards. Maybe about 1,000 yards total. So, you can see actually the steeple there of the International Gateway. Maybe more. Maybe it's 1,200 or 1,300 yards, but really close. The Beach Club, that's just up the hill and over. So, in terms of proximity, I know if you're a Disney fan, you know this already, but look at that. Look how convenient that is. And you can't beat the day here today, guys. It's just beautiful. Mask, if you're wondering, mask compliance is like mandatory when you're on property, so you have to wear a mask. You can see that in the video. It's light in terms of guests and gathering. Scott and I have been here for about an hour and a half. We've not even remotely come close to like feeling like we hit a getting out of the way here. Yes, sir. We're happy to do it. Thank you. Can't take us anywhere.
Yep, get in trouble.
Can't take us anywhere. All right, so as a teaser, we did a boardwalk show. We are going to be doing a beach club show. You can find that show over on the WDW Review. Join us in Edcot. Join the Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC group. Is that right, Scott?
Yep, that's right.
Buy and sell DVC-rental. I think we gave enough addresses out there. I'm surprised I remember them all without screwing them up. From the yacht club, from the beach club, from the boardwalk, from the Epcot area, we're wishing you guys a great day.
Have a wonderful day.
We still got the recorder going. See, you guys in that listen to the podcast, you guys get to hear that. That was like the actual live show. That was crossing the streams. That was like Ghostbusters crossing the streams, if I've ever heard it. Not sure what they're setting up here, though. It's clearly a buffet, a private event, but looks like the dining. They're setting up, it looks like 8 topper tables, but they got 3 chairs on them with linens. So, but there's no fencing on the other side. We just walked right through. Yeah. They didn't stop us from walking through.
They stopped it on this side over here, but where we were walking, there's nothing blocking anything, so.
We tried to pull a Wayne and Garth with like VIP badges, but that didn't work. They did not believe us. All right. You want to step into the yacht club? Or can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Beach Club is, in terms of rankings, in terms of DVC resorts, smaller, smallest, medium-sized, you know?
It's one of the absolute smallest. Number of room-wise, Grand Californian has the least amount, but that's a big resort. There's only a small amount of DVC rooms. But for the resort-wise, Beach Club and Wilderness Lodge are the two smallest resorts, so they're a little bit tougher to get into as well. So one of the absolute smallest, and Beach Club gets a lot of demand.
You say tougher to get into. I'm going to say dang near impossible to get into. You know, unless you have a membership here, unless you're, you know, 11 months out, it's hard.
Studios are definitely hard to get at 7 months. You're able to get them, especially now during the pandemic. There's a lot of cancellations coming through. But in a normal situation, pretty darn tough to get into at 7 months unless you're really, really flexible. One bedrooms and stuff are typically the least in demand of any resort. So a lot of times, you know, if you're able to do one bedroom, you can find a beach club, you know, 7 months or less out.
Okay. You have beach club contracts. I know we usually talk about that stuff. You have beach club contracts, and is there availability right now if I wanted to rent points at the beach club and stay?
Yeah, we have some beach club points. With being one of the smaller resorts, it's typically one of the ones that we have, you know, small resort, which means there's the least amount of owners. So we don't typically have a ton of points at beach club, but we can get the beach club rooms, or if you happen to come in and we don't have points, typically we can get them relatively quickly for you.
Gotcha. All right, we're approaching the lobby right now. We took a step up. And we're entering right now.
Nice and cool.
Oh, is that a familiar smell? Is that a nice smell? All right. Exactly. Yeah, hand sanitizer at the start. So just to the right of me in the lobby is the Ale and Compass. And to the left, actually, is the gift shop. So we're going to walk towards the gift shop right now. Bear with me.
It smells good in here.
That's the signature Disney move, right? Yep. Every resort has its own classic smell.
Yes, they do. Some of them have share smells as well.
This is the green aloe and clover, though. Am I right with that?
Possibly. I think so. I know that's one of the big ones. I know. I think Bay Lake Tower and is it Grand Florida has green clover as well? But yeah, they're all very similar, but just smells so nice in here.
Exactly. We just walked past the spot. They used to have the water with the lemon, and obviously they've done away with that for now, but they have mobile order at the market at Ale & Compass, so they have a mobile ordering option here. We're walking down the slanted walkway to get into the gift shop right now. We're just going to give you a general view of it. Yeah, what's going on right there?
Wow, so I'm glad it's slanted down right now. I could use the slant down. Going up could be a little trickier.
This could be disastrous. A lot of the stuff they have is themed towards 2021 or Disney parks in general. Have you noticed that there seems to be less resort-specific stuff? Or is it me, or am I just...
No, it seems over the years that they've cut down on the resort-specific stuff. But, I mean, right now, this is, if you look around, I know you can see it, there's a lot of beach-themed stuff. I mean, we're in beach clubs, so a lot of it is beach-themed. Other resorts are going to look differently. You know, when you walk into Wilderness Lodge, it's not going to look like this.
This is...
a lot of nautical themes.
They had the... I'm drawing a blank. I am completely drawing a blank right now, but it's the Nantucket-looking clothing line, the Vineyard Vines. So I remember I had no experience with Vineyard Vines as a brand, and then all of a sudden I came here and there was like a whole wall of it, and I had this giant urge all of a sudden to buy myself some Vineyard Vines. Exactly. I had an urge. I needed to have some Vineyard Vine stuff. It put the thought in my mind, and that was it. I was done.
Marvel watches.
This is upscale, but yeah, no, it's definitely nautical. They got...
Hello.
Stuff for your home, stuff for your kitchen. You know, the one thing I can tell you is they are premier at separating you from your money. That is the goal. And everything is displayed to the tens. Everything is neat. There's nothing out of order. There's nothing on the floor. And you get that. That's what you pay for when you come to a place like that, correct?
No, absolutely. I just want to point out that the person who said hi to us is named Donna, and she has a blue badge on. The blue badge means that she's been recognized by her peers as being one of the top people in her field. So a lot of times if you see a cast member with a blue badge, that means they are absolutely excellent, and a lot of times I'll go over and thank them for all the work that they do.
Awesome. You taught me something today. I did not know that. Face masks are $9.99 a piece. We were at Disney Springs the other day, and we asked... Hey, is there a DVC discount on some of the stuff? And in fact, DVC discount right now is 30%.
Yeah.
So you got to show your active blue card, but you get a 30% discount right now.
Food.
They have the Coke Freestyle machine here. So you just tell her what she wants and she grabs it for you. Like I said in the first show, Scott, either this is the greatest idea in the history of shows or the worst idea. We'll let everyone else decide. You're hearing fork dispensers.
I know. We're walking by. I'm sitting there looking at all these nice breads and stuff that they're eating.
Do you hear his belly rumbling? Because that's what you're hearing right now, folks.
Yeah, you can't smell the smells that we smell. You know, we're walking through here. I'm like, oh, this is great. Everybody at home is going, what the heck are they doing right now? This is a terrible idea. Who gave these two a kit of a quarter?
Who gave these yahoos the thought to do this today? Back to the lobby right now, folks, and we're going to step outside. We could actually walk, though, directly all the way through. Should we go inside or should we go outside, buddy?
I will say it's cooler inside.
All right. Scott says we stay inside, so we're inside.
I don't know if there's more ambient sounds outside, but the air conditioning is in here, so this might not be the worst way to go.
As far as resorts go, Yacht Club, smaller, medium-sized, big as far as the deluxe resorts?
Yacht Club or Beach Club?
Yacht Club.
Yep.
We're in Yacht Club right now.
And
I know this is not your specialty, because obviously...
Definitely not my specialty.
Yes.
I think it's average to a little bit smaller. I mean, it's only part of the section. I mean, a lot of the other DVC or Disney resorts, like Grand Floridian and Animal Kingdom, they've got a large amount of rooms. This is a lot smaller, so... I'm trying to think of what I compare it to.
No, I think it's the smallest of all the deluxes, for sure.
Probably, because they're splitting it. You know, half the resort's Yacht Club, half the resort is the Beach Club option. And then of the Beach Club option, only a small section that's the villas, so...
Yeah. We're walking right now by the Ale and Compass, and servers and everyone wearing a mask, obviously.
Look at these lights, these chandeliers.
They do lighting like nobody else. They're themed lighting at the resorts. And at the parks.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
Take a picture of the lights and say, where am I?
Walking around Epcot at night, and as you go from land to land, check out that the lanterns and the streetlights and everything change to fit in with that country. The horticulture changes, the lights change, and you don't even realize it because you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you check out some of the little stuff like that. Like, again, the lights changing is one of my favorite things.
So this is the bathroom by the Yachtsman Steakhouse. And I remember before we became DVC, we got caught in a rainstorm and we came in here. And this was probably pre-COVID. Mm. They didn't have paper towels. They had the hand towels for the towels. And they had a giant basket of them. And I was like, holy cow. That was impressive.
Fancy.
We're right now outside the Cruise Cup Lounge and the Yachtsman Steakhouse. Now, Scott, everyone loves Yachtsman, but for me, my money doesn't go far there at all because, obviously, of my diet. When was the last time you were here as a carnivore, my friend?
I have never eaten here.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of something you addressed in the last episode, the hashtag thrifty.
There you go.
We'll go outside.
Yes, sir. It's closed, obviously, right now, the Yachtsman, it looks like. But, it's pricey, but it seems to have a place in people's hearts.
Yeah, man, I've heard very good things about it. I mean, a lot of people think that it is overpriced, and I've heard a lot of people mention for the money, possibly like Shula's is supposed to be a little bit better, shake-wise.
Which is right behind us.
It's right behind us as well, but, I mean, again, I've heard very good things about Yachtsman, though.
Okay, so if you hear the sounds in the background right now, we are outside at Stormalong Bay, and we're essentially by the tower, and we're relatively close to the windmill, but we're just towards the back end of it. We're right by the, we're coming up to Beaches and Cream in a little bit, maybe 100 yards or so. So we'll let you listen to some of the sounds of the waterfall here.
I will say, I mentioned to you previously, I know that we just did Beaches and Cream for ice cream for the first time within the last month or so. We've gone there for food before, and we weren't really blown away, so this past time we just came for ice cream, and ice cream was fantastic.
Ship's Shape, the health club. Are all the health clubs open on property, Scott?
I believe they are, yes. I don't think about for all of them, but I'm pretty sure everyone I've seen so far has been open.
I see them, and they are open. There is a cast member here at the entrance to Stormalong Bay, giving out wristbands.
Making sure we can't get in.
Making sure.
Try to bribe them. Morning.
Morning.
So, okay. No problem. There's a bathroom right here, right outside of the Beaches and Cream as well, too. By the pool. Let's see. Is it open? I'm thinking I can finish a whole kitchen sink right about now.
The outside tables here are ice cream cone shaped. So just little stuff, and then there's some that are just regular beach ones, but we just passed two specifically that are shaped like ice cream cones.
So this is something I would like to give credit to, and anytime you go to a public pool, you're going to see lifeguards on duty. But in terms of how vigilant the lifeguards are at, I've walked by this pool before when it's obviously like 60 degrees out and there's nobody in the pool. And the lifeguards take it just as serious then as they do right now.
Oh, yeah.
They patrol their 15-foot area. They look up. They have their pattern of their head, you know. And
there's like 10 lifeguards on duty right now.
Yeah.
They're all around the pool. It's a big pool here.
Yeah, she's a massive, massive pool. All right, we're at Beaches and Cream. Scott, plant-based burger, cheddar bacon ranch sandwich. What did you have here for food?
Okay, the other day, I didn't have the food. I went with the No Way Jose, which is peanut butter.
Oh, I've had it. I've had it.
It's equivalent, essentially, of the Reese's Pieces Sundae at Friendly's, which is something I grew up on. Were there Friendly's by you in Chicago?
No.
Yeah, okay. We went to Friendly's, and there's one in Orlando. We've gone there recently because it's pretty much the same sundae. It's $8 here. Sorry, it's $11 here. It's like $8 at Friendly's. So, you know, obviously, you pay for the ambiance and stuff. Again, fantastic here, though.
Do you get a discount on this food?
Yeah, I believe you do. I believe it's a 10% discount.
Okay.
I'm forgetting right now, but I believe there was a discount.
All right.
But if I was going to pick something, we got beef burgers, Reuben sandwich, cheddar bacon ranch sandwich. That sounds good, too. French dip. Ooh, I'm going.
Cheddar bacon ranch chicken sandwich. Oh, my gosh.
So you try to be good. You're like, I'll get the chicken sandwich. And they put cheddar, bacon, and ranch on it. Exactly. And it just absolutely kills it.
All right. Give me a percentage. This is what I want to know. Kitchen sink. 8 scoops of ice cream served with all the toppings in the house and a whole can of whipped cream. Also available, the Chocolate Lovers or the Neapolitan Kitchen Sink. Serves 4. 35 big ones, Scott. What percentage of that kitchen sink could you eat on your own? I mean, weight be damned. I'm not worried about it. If you were like, this is it, it's a college bet, what percentage of that kitchen sink could you eat?
I'd go half. I don't know if I can do too much more than half. I don't know. I love ice cream, and unfortunately, it's one of the things that recently, when I've been trying to do better, somehow I've brought ice cream back in my life, and I've been eating a lot more ice cream than I used to. I could probably do half, though.
All right, so here's what I'm gonna speculate.
Mm-hmm.
Next trip down, you and I, we get the kitchen sink. We get a separate bowl so we can divide it up so we don't have to go and be... I think two of us can finish a kitchen sink. I think you and me can finish
so?
It. I think so. I'm going to bet that. Two guys that are conscious of their health and try and do the right thing. I'm thinking that two guys that can still know how to put away food We might be in a diabetic coma, but I think we can do it. We'll get a separate bowl. Are you up for the challenge next time?
I'm up for it. I may have to not eat the rest of the day beforehand, so I'm coming starving, but yeah.
This is a terrible idea.
Yeah, pretty much so.
This is a terrible idea.
So you put me on the spot. How much do you eat? I try to be a tough guy. Oh, yeah, I could eat half of it. He's like, all right, prove it.
I know I could eat half. I know. Even though I'm skinnier now, there's a big guy that resides in this body that has the big guy eyes that still wants to eat. So I know this.
I want to retract my statement.
So, yeah, folks, you heard it right here. Scott and I are going to try and eat that kitchen sink.
Oh,
right?
Gosh, yeah.
That's not good. All right.
I'm not good. That's not smart. Definitely not smart.
All right. We're walking towards the Beach Club lobby right now. So we hope you're staying with us. Let's talk about a beach. Maybe we'll grab a seat here. Let's talk about Beach Club. When does it expire? What does it look like as far as the DVC market for it and whatnot?
Beach Club expires in 2042. Always a huge demand because of the fantastic location. Typically, many consider the best pool on property. And with there only being a small amount of rooms, you know, you have to pretty much own here to stay here. So it commands a premium for a 2042 expiration contract.
Gotcha. I know that, like I said before, it's hard. If you're not a member here, it's hard to get a reservation. What, besides the pool, is it just the location? Because, I mean, it is literally on Epcot's back door here. I mean, what do you think the attraction is to it?
I think it's mostly the location. I mean, the resort itself, just like all the resorts, they're all beautiful. You know, we're walking through the pathways right now. We're inside. It's beautiful down here as well.
By Cape May.
Exactly.
Pastels and whatnot.
Yep. But nice and quiet. I gotta tell you, this lobby smells. It smells. I can smell it from here. It just smells so good in here right now, too. But
we don't have smell-o-vision. We need to develop.
We're wearing masks too, and that smell is. It's not pungent because it's not the right term, but I mean it's strong. You can smell
Scott,
that.
I did put deodorant on today too.
Oh, I appreciate
it. Could be me. It could be me.
This is Axe body spray. But I mean,
hey, yo.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's the main. You know, you got a fantastic location. Small. I think just the. The small size of it, you know, is what drives the price up.
What does it go for in terms of resale? How much am I spending?
You're probably looking $140, $145 per contract. Again, everything's based on how big the contract is or how many points are on it. But you're probably looking in that range where Boardwalk could be $30 cheaper per point.
Wow.
And again, both 2042, both the same location. Most people think the Beach Club pool's better. It is better. I'll be honest. The Beach Club pool is definitely better.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, as you know, my favorite's Boardwalk because I figured pretty much the same location. I think a little bit better location of Boardwalk because you're closer to all the food and the atmosphere, the entertainers, and you've got standard view options. Where Beach Club, you know, it's all one price. It's only one view. Boardwalk's got the boardwalk view, the preferred garden view, and the standard view. And that standard view is so much less expensive that it's a great, great deal.
So we're sitting in the lobby right now. The lobby here at the Beach Club, it actually looks fresh to me right now. It's pastel blues, it's beige, it's gold, it's nautical with seahorses and seashells, obviously. It's called the Beach Club. But did it undergo a renovation recently, Scott? Because it looks fresh right now. Maybe I just haven't been here for a while.
I'm not sure about the lobby. I can tell you that the Beach Club Villas got a refurbishment about 3 years ago, I believe it was now. So everything's relatively new here. I'm not sure when they redid the lobby, but you're absolutely right. I mean, this does not look dated. It does not look old or faded. I mean, it looks sharp right now. It's beautiful.
Look at that chandelier. Now, it's nothing like the chandelier over at Boardwalk, because that chandelier, when you walk in, that's like the ornate level of it, but that's gorgeous.
Absolutely.
That's gorgeous. All right, it's a little loud.
Nothing wrong here.
We're going to step outside here briefly, but it's a little loud, but just as beautiful as you remember it.
Yep, absolutely.
How many contracts do you have right now for Beach Club that are available?
Ooh.
Do you have any?
I'm not looking at the site right now. The thing is, typically, as soon as we get them in, they sell quickly. So maybe we have like one right now, but I mean, they sell really, really fast. So I mean, if you're a Beach Club owner and you're looking to sell, contact us because, again, it will go quickly, it'll go for a premium, and people want it. It's in demand.
All right, so explain that to me because I've always wondered that. As a buyer potentially for DVC, I'm like trying to get. Jeremy Murray had a phrase like the best, cheapest version of anything. So I want to buy in. I want the maximum expiration date. So I'm willing to go and stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge or maybe the Riviera, but like Saratoga, something along those lines, or the extended Old Key West. This having 20 years left on his contract and still commanding $140.
That shows you how popular it is and the demand.
Why is that?
I think it's just there's that much demand for it. There's that much love for this resort. Personally, you know, for my family, I you know, every resort's different for people. I personally wouldn't buy it for my family. I own a couple of contracts over at Boardwalk, but I mean, it's just there's that much demand. It's a beautiful resort. It's got a great pool. It's got a great slide. It's got, you know, you're right on the lake here. You've got white sand beaches. They got a beach volleyball court set up. I mean, fantastic location. Walking over to Epcot right here. It's a great, great resort.
We were joking earlier about Disney finances and economics and how it doesn't seem to go along with, like, the world of economics.
Yeah,
and, like,
absolutely.
Like, when this resort was just created, what did it go for? I mean, you wouldn't know at that point, but maybe 100. I don't really know, but it's selling for more with 30 years off the resale title. You know, off the title.
Exactly. Disney economics. You're absolutely correct. My dad has always said that, you know, Disney, when I started this business, he said it's a great business. You know, it's recession proof. You know, even when things aren't going well, people do their Disney trips and they love Disney and they crave Disney.
It's true.
So, I mean, yeah, the Disney economics doesn't make sense. You're going, the resort's, you know, gone through, yeah, almost 30 years of its time, and it's worth well more than had you bought it brand new. And Disney's selling it for more than double what it originally went for, and it still has the same 2042 expiration. It's not like they're adding more days on there. You know, Beach Club's, $235 a point, give or take. So, I mean, it's way, way up there.
It reminds me of the scene in Iron Man where Tony Stark is talking to Pepper about buying the artwork. And he says, how do you like it? And she gives him his advice, and he says, nope, gotta have it. And it's almost the same thing here. You know, and you and I have done,
gotta have it.
You and I have done that as well when we've gone shopping for various things. You know what? No matter what the cost is, we gotta have it. Now, we're not spending stupid money like this, or like Tony Stark, obviously. Yeah. But, I mean, in your heart, when you signed up or you looked at Disney Vacation Club and you said, you know what, I gotta have Beach Club no matter what, and the supply is so low, you don't got much of a choice, you know?
And that's the thing. I think if the supply was a lot larger, you know, you'd sit there and you go, okay, I can stay anywhere, you know, I wouldn't buy Beach Club. You know, I'll stay somewhere else, you know, more bang for the buck, which is when I bought my contracts, we did a whole bang for the buck thing, and I grabbed Saratoga Springs because it's great value.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you know you want to be a beach, you know, if there were a ton of beach clubs, you'd say, yeah, I'll just buy Saratoga Springs, no big deal. But knowing that's a small resort, knowing how hard it is to get into, you know, it gets that premium, because if you want to stay here, you pretty much need to own here. And we just walked through here. There's good reasons to want to stay at Beach Club.
Mm-hmm. What is their DVC part of Beach Club? What does it offer as far as studios, ones, twos, threes? Are there any threes at Beach Club, Scott?
There are not. It's everything you said, studios, one bedrooms and two bedrooms. They don't offer the three-bedroom grand villa at Beach Club. They have it right across the way here at Boardwalk,
okay,
but not at Beach Club.
Okay. And as far as point rental, you mentioned there's very few rooms, but right now, if you want to stay at Beach Club, could you do it? Could you get it in? Is there availability?
There's probably a little bit of availability, less than 7 months now. More than 7 months, there's still probably plenty of availability. But we were talking earlier and saying, you know, due to the pandemic, there's a lot of last-minute cancellations. I think a lot of people are also on a wait list for Beach Club because it's so small. So a lot of times, once there's a cancellation, it probably gets gobbled up by the wait list pretty quickly.
Gotcha.
But, you know, if you're flexible to go over the next several months, you know, we could definitely find Beach Club for you.
Okay. Let's say I've got a Beach Club contract and I list it with you. What should timetables be for people? How long should they expect it to sit in the market? Because I've seen listings before. I've perused, even still now, I've looked at the resale market, looked on your website, and some of those contracts stay longer, some of them go quicker. How long does a Beach Club contract stay in the market?
Well, it depends. It's like selling a house. You know, if the market for your house in your neighborhood's 350 and you list it for 450, it's going to sit there. If you list it, I mean, for Beach Club, you probably don't have to list it too aggressively at all. I mean, you know, this is the house issue where, you know, you have people bidding against each other, you know, to drive up the price. But I mean, it's going to go pretty quick. I mean, if as long as you're in a decent price range, I wouldn't expect it to last more than a few days.
Whoa.
But typically, once it sells, just like every other contract, you're typically looking at about 8 to 10 weeks for closing. So, you know, once the points will start hitting your account and everything's done, 8 to 10 weeks.
Okay. Let's talk about that. We didn't talk about that at the Boardwalk. As far as closing, let's say I'm a buyer and I put my offer in and the offer gets accepted. Take me from that step forward. What happens at that point forward? I told you, hey, Scott, I want that contract. I'm going to give you a full price. Buyer says, yep, he's got it. What happens from that point?
that point, we send all the contracts and everything out. It goes to Disney for right of first refusal, which means that it's as a seller, sorry, as a buyer, it's not great right of first refusal because Disney has the right to buy it back if they think the price is too low or if they need it. I'd say Disney probably buys back, on average, over the past 20 years, probably about 10% of the contracts. But so the majority do go through, but they have the right to buy it back if they think it's too low, which as a seller is great for you because it keeps the value of your contract up there.
That's the whole point of it. It's like, okay, I just bought a timeshare. Now I can't get rid of the damn timeshare. And you're like, no, that's not how it works here.
Exactly. There's a zillion you go on eBay, search for timeshare. There's thousands of people trying to
just
sell it for a dollar
just
or less.
Just take it from me.
Exactly. Right. Some will even pay you. They'll pay for your maintenance fees just to get it off their hands so they can get out of it. Mm-hmm. That's not how DVC is. There's always a big demand. Disney will buy back the contract if they think it's too low. So it helps keep the value of your purchase available to you. I mean, it's something you want. I mean, it stinks as a buyer right now, but if you ever need to sell it, you want to know that, you can still get $130 a point, $140 a point, and not get $1 for it.
Okay. Well, what about money? I'm the buyer. How do I send money to you? Is it check? Is it PayPal? Is it credit card? Can you charge this purchase? What do you do? Do I bring you a briefcase of money? What do I do?
Briefcases of money are always preferred, but no, I'm just kidding.
With dollar signs on it.
Again, everything goes through the title agency. So okay. The title agency, it's a $1,500 deposit, which typically you put on a credit card. They allow up to $1,500. Once the contract closes, at that point, you can pay with typically pay with a check. I mean, if you want to pay with credit cards, you can, but there is like a 3 or 4% fee that the title agency charges because otherwise they'd be taking a big hit on it.
That is a hit, yeah.
But otherwise, you can wire the money or check. Works fine.
I often wonder about the credit card because I know some of the credit cards pay you as much as 4% or so, but if you're paying that 4%, it takes away and negates anything that you would,
But most aren't 4%, most are 2% or less. So it's normally best off for yourself not to put it on a credit card.
Understood. Is a personal check, is that acceptable, or is it got to be a bank check?
I'm pretty sure it's got to be a bank check. I'm 90% sure right now it's a bank check.
Gotcha.
So it's bank check.
So what about like those fake checks I see? Can I give them like one of those big checks, Scott?
I mean, you can, but I wouldn't expect to get the property.
I like that.
You can deliver,
the
4
foot check.
Exactly. The clearinghouse, 4 foot check. You can drive that over to the title agency. I don't think you're going to get the contract, but you can bring it over.
All right. We're sitting here looking out right now. My view in front of us directly is 3 palm trees, but the Atlantic City Dance Hall. And I see Crest of the Wave, and I see the Boardwalk, and I see ESPN. Immediately to my right is the actual water slide for Storm Along Bay. And
currently under refurbishment, by the way.
Okay. So did you ever go on that water slide, Scott?
I have not.
Oh, my God. You live here and you haven't gotten there. Well, of course, you have to stay.
This is when you really have to stay here. I've only stayed here a couple of times.
But this is your Scott Ferraioli. You stay here.
I know. But some people like this. Not really a fan of this one, especially if you have kids, because it's the only property where you actually have to leave the property to go across this walkway to go on the slide. And it's just a straight slide. It's not like a nice turning slide like some of the other resorts have. It's literally just straight across pretty much. But
that's
again,
valid point about leaving.
Yeah, if you've got kids, I mean, they literally have to go out the gate, come across here, where a lot of times there's Surrey bikes coming or there's people who are not staying. Like right now, we're not staying at the resort. We're just hanging out here. And, your kids have to leave the property to go over here to go to the slide. It's not something that, with young kids, I personally wouldn't feel comfortable with. So
but anybody over the slide of 8, maybe say 8 or 9 or 10, you're not so worried about.
Yeah,
but if you've got a 6-year-old.
Bigger kids, it's cool. But, I mean,
gotcha.
Yeah, for smaller kids, you'd want to go with them, and then you've got to get out and walk them over here and walk back or take the slide back over. It's cool that it's here, but honestly, for people with young families, it's not really convenient, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, if we look to the left here, again, this is the middle of February. I don't even see a body from here into the International Gateway.
Not a single person.
As I look to the right, there's a single person about 25 yards. There's a cast member who is cleaning the garbage cans. But there's like nobody here at this point.
Nice
so
and quiet.
We know it's an off season, right? But it was President's Day weekend last weekend, so it's just past that.
I'll say it's still relatively busy right now. As I was coming to meet with you today, I have to drive down World Drive, so I passed the entrance to Magic Kingdom. It was about 9:30 in the morning. The cars were stretching from the gate of Magic Kingdom all the way to the Epcot entrance. I mean, so it's a busy, busy day right now at Magic Kingdom, at least.
Okay.
And there's nobody here. I mean, it's one of the worst I've ever seen backed up in the mornings. So, I mean, it's jumping to Magic Kingdom. And we're sitting here right outside Epcot, and it's empty.
Empty. Let's get back to Beach Club here. When was the last time the resort was refurbished? You mentioned it earlier. Was it last year? Was it during the pandemic? Was it prior to that? Do you know when the
refurbishment I believe it was 3 years ago. Beach Club and Boardwalk were done at the same time. So I think it's about, you forget everything over the pandemic. Like, oh, that was a whole year.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So maybe it was 4 years ago, 3 years? It's 3 to 4 years ago, both Beach Club and Boardwalk, all the rooms were redone at the same time.
My wife and I, just a little side detail here. My wife and I were talking the other day about, it was just about a year ago, we started hearing about this pandemic overseas. And we were like, that can't happen here. And look how fast that year went by. It seemed that the days dragged, but the year flew when you look back reflectively at it. You know how fast it went by.
Absolutely. I mean, if you remember, they joked around that, we were on day 75 of March because everybody was stuck inside and it was dragging on so badly. And then all of a sudden just kind of like picked up and you're like, oh, that was a year already? I can't believe we went the whole year through this.
Exactly. All right, let's head towards the International Gateway. So we're going to head left here. Again, there's beach volleyball. And
nobody's playing. But
nobody's playing. Don't make me take my shirt off and get out there in my bare feet. I'll show you bump set spike.
I played in high school and college a little bit. I love volleyball. I used to play beach all the time.
All right, so the beach chairs are set up. If you can see a picture, they are easily spaced out. They're probably 10, 12, 13, 15 feet apart. Are the quiet pools at all the resorts, are they open?
I believe they're all open right now.
Okay. Because they would have no staffing in the first place. There's no lifeguards at the quiet pools. That's something to note, that if you are coming and staying at a DVC resort, or really any resort, it's very rare to see a lifeguard at a quiet pool. So if you do have little ones, just be aware of that. The headline closed once they staff.
Now, I haven't asked you, have you stayed at Beach Club before?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
What did you think about it?
I liked it.
So you always ask the questions. Let's ask it back to you.
I liked it. It was really convenient. That trip, though, we booked. It was lucky. We didn't have an itinerary. Most of my trips, we don't. But as soon as we found the resort that had availability, we said, well, we know where we're going as far as park options, what we're doing. We actually walked to Fantasia Gardens, and, we went there, and we ended up over at one of my favorite restaurants now is the Garden Grove. And that was just a sneaky pick that we found out. It was wonderful. So, I liked it. It didn't capture my heart like it does for some people, though. I appreciate the location. I appreciate the fact that I could literally leave my room and walk to Epcot. But it didn't drag me. Maybe the room was smaller. It felt smaller to me. And we're still a family of five. And at that point, we had a stroller. So, is that accurate? Are the rooms smaller at Beach Club?
They're on the smaller side, I would agree with that. And the studios do sleep five now because after the refurbishment, they put in the little fold-down trundle bed under the TV.
Okay.
But for five people in there, especially as they're getting older, it could definitely be a little tight.
Okay. We're approaching the bridge right now, and the bridge, if we took a right-hand turn, we'd come back to the boardwalk. And if we go straight, we're walking uphill. You can hear us gasping for air. We're going to actually get to the International Gateway in probably 200 yards or so. So what do we say we do a mock entrance to our Epcot and we'll just come back around? Is that cool?
That wasn't sure. I was like, we'll go on the Skyliner? You want to go back? What do you want to do?
Scott, you want to know something? Never been on the Skyliner before.
It's happening.
I've never been on the Skyliner
before. It's happening. We're going on the Skyliner, folks.
All right.
I'm not sure if it's going to be on this episode or not, or it'll be something different, but I'm dragging him on the Skyliner.
You'll hear the echo. No, I've never been.
It's not like you're scared or anything. You've just never been on it. Okay.
No.
Some people don't like hanging from there, and it's truthfully not one of my favorite things. I've been this a bunch of times, and I do love it.
I'm the guy that's going to shake it. Let's make it move. Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're not going on the Skyliner. Cancel it.
Trip canceled?
No shaking the Skyliner.
All right, we're walking downhill.
These trees here, I guess they're probably magnolia trees as we're walking towards here. I haven't seen them in a while, but I'll tell you, a couple years ago, they had these big, they had like banana spiders, these big yellow spiders.
Get
that
out
were
of
in
here.
Trees.
You just turned everyone off for coming this way, Scott. What are you doing?
I haven't seen it in a while, but so my wife is scared of spiders.
Scott did not say there's giant spiders on that tree.
Yellow and black spiders.
What the heck?
Big half dollar size. Or actually, probably like a silver dollar. Picture about the size of a silver dollar in the trees.
This is not what Disney wants to hear.
I know. They probably got rid of them, but they were cool, and I'm not scared of spiders, so I appreciated how beautiful they were in their colors. My wife was freaked out, though.
Hey, Chris, there was one time I saw this boa constrictor sitting on the side of the road. What are you doing? Anyways, we're approaching the International Gateway and the Skyliner entrance. just to the right of me right now is France, and France looks magnificent. They are opening up the Ratatouille ride soon. I have insight because I've been on the Ratatouille ride in Paris, and it is fantastic. It's just fantastic. So everyone here is going to be just shocked when they see how cool it is. All right, so is this the entrance right here?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's walk up towards the Skyliner. I may put you guys on pause here and bring you back up in a second because it might get a little loud. So we'll catch you back here in 1 second.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, folks. So we just went for a ride on the Skyliner. It was my first time. And we're walking back up the International Gateway, approaching the Beach Club. We're going to make a left-hand turn very shortly. And we're going to go back towards the boardwalk. So we've got 5 resorts here. You've stayed at a few of them, but you've not stayed at all of them. But the 2 DVC resorts specifically here, the Boardwalk and the Beach Club, give me your best sales pitch on why I'd want to stay at each, and then tell me the downside of each too, because it can't all be roses and sunshine.
It's all roses and sunshine.
It can't be. It can't be. Tell me your best sales pitch for the Boardwalk for people.
Well, I'll tell you right now, both of them have almost the same exact sales pitch because it's location. They're both absolutely fantastic location. Walking distance to Hollywood Studios, walking distance to Epcot, or you could take the boat. They've got the Skyliner right here. The main difference for Boardwalk is the standard view rooms, and it's got a little, in my opinion, a little better location because it's right by all the restaurants here and all the activities. The pool's not as great as Beach Club. That's the one bad thing I would say about Boardwalk.
It's still a fantastic pool.
Oh, it's still a fantastic pool. Beach Club's pool is definitely much better. So, I mean, the rooms are similar sized. I mean, they both...
Friendship boat is passing underneath us right now.
Yeah, this is rough. It really is. This is why you want to stay here. It's relaxing. I mean, I'm out of breath now from all the walking. I'm getting old.
But notice how Chris is still full of vigor.
Yes,
Scott's out of breath.
He
needs to start getting it, right?
I think I'm probably up to like 8 miles today so far.
You are.
I'm dying.
In full disclosure, as soon as I saw Scott, he said, Chris, I've already got 6 miles in today. It's going to be a unique day
today. Fun.
I said, 6 miles? What's wrong with you?
So we're just still going. But no, it's both are great resorts. Again, same pretty much everything, except Beach Club's got a better pool, but doesn't have access to standard view rooms. But, there's, in my opinion, there is no better location on property. A lot of people want to be on the monorail. Personally, I would take this location every day of the week. Love it here.
Okay. And if you had an annual pass, though you have a 3,000-yard walk, you, in theory, are on the monorail loop just by a long walk from the monorail exit.
Yeah, that's
right?
Absolutely true. Yeah, you
can, via Epcot.
Exactly. Walk through Epcot and then pop out the monorail at the entrance.
Right. Okay.
You never want to do that, for the record. Don't ever do that.
And tell me, what's the bad side about owning at the Beach Club and Boardwalk? What is something that we should pay attention to?
I mean, honestly,
I'll tell you what it is. It's the 2042.
That's what I was gonna say. That's the only real downside for owning at these resorts. Staying here, you know, maybe the rooms are a little smaller, but I mean, they're very similar sized. They're absolutely great. Again, this is where I've stayed the most. But on the resale side, if you're looking to buy, I mean, that is by far the downside. I mean, if these had late expirations like some of the other resorts, I mean, in my opinion, it's almost like a no-brainer. But
yeah,
2042 expirations do hurt.
If this had the same timeline as the Riviera, no contest, because like right now the Riviera, even though with restrictions, is the apple of everyone's eye. As soon as they go there, they're like, the Riviera is special. So
it's a beautiful resort.
But no contest in your mind?
I don't know if just because I've stayed here so much. I mean, I will say this place is more sentimental to me. And I think one of the reasons that probably I love it so much is because when my wife and I were first dating, we had a family member who he was staying here. He was a DVC member. He was staying here. He invited us to dinner. And, you know, that's when we kind of, like, first learned about DVC.
It was your entry.
Man, we parked the boardwalk.
It was your entry.
We walked into the lobby. I went, oh, my God. I said, can you imagine staying here one day?
Oh, my God, it was your
entry. So, I mean, that's a lot of it. It's very sentimental to me because this is where I first came in here. And I was like, oh, my, I would love to stay here one day. Can you imagine? And then when we became DVC members, this was the first place I booked. Here in Animal Kingdom.
Makes sense.
I mean, it's just, but it's not just that, you know, that's the only reason, because the boardwalk is so great. But I think a lot of it is a little bit of sentimentality as well.
Gotcha. We are approaching back onto the boardwalk. We're by ESPN Club and the Boardwalk Bakery. I'm going to actually stop off at the Boardwalk Bakery and grab the kids a few Mickey Krispy treats to bring back.
They're going to have to keep them from overthrowing the house.
Hey, by the way, kids, I just went for a walk around Crescent Lake, went to the yacht club.
Here's a little appeasement
went
for
to
you.
The Skyliner.
Here's a, put the pillow over my face if I'm sleeping tonight.
Here's
please.
A Krispy treat, kid.
Exactly.
Again, looking out over here, dance hall, crest of the wave, the boardwalk.
I mean, it's hard not to love this resort.
Sun shining. It's a beautiful day. It is a good day. I got to tell you, like I said before, I'm a lucky man, and it's a good day, that's for sure.
Yep, I mean, it's. I'm not staying here. Chris isn't staying here. You know, I live locally, so I mean, when you're here, you know, you don't have to stay here even. Come visit this.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason not to. It's absolutely fantastic. I tell you, I love the old-time music that they play, like the...
It's really
the 40s, it's just...
All right, folks, I think we're going to end this before we go and get ourselves to Boardwalk Bakery. So if you've listened today, we appreciate it. We talked about the beach club. We talked about the yacht club. If you go back an episode prior to this, we talk about the boardwalk, and there'll be a lot of other DVC shows, and we're hoping to put them on location as well, too, at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Bay Lake, the Grand Floridian. We're going to try and tackle them all. So anyways, for listening and downloading it, we appreciate it. And if you want to contact Scott for any purposes as far as DVC-rental or buy and sell, Facebook group Scott best way, email best way, what's the best way to contact
you? Email's the best way. You can always email me at scott@dvc-rental.com or -, don't forget it please. Or you see us in the resales group, come visit us, where it's a Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC. If you search for Resales DVC, it might pull up right away, but it's Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC.
Or do that for DVC information. If you want to just contact him directly, he's in our Facebook group too as well for the show. It's called EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T. All right, everybody, have a great day.
Thank you very much. Always appreciated.